A Tasmanian couple on a quiet walk down to the beach have discovered a fossil that scientists say is 250 million years old. The fossilised remains belong to a Dicynodont, a tusked plant-eating animal that's believed to be a distant ancestor of modern mammals and never found so far south in Australia. Felicity Ogilvy reports from Hobart.
Hobart couple Bob and Penny Tyson were staying on the Tasmanian Peninsula a few years ago when Mr. Tyson decided to go down to the beach for a walk. The couple like looking for fossils, but they never thought they'd find anything like the 250 million year remains that were embedded in the rocks at the beach.
I was simply walking around the rocky foreshore, and it's just a very pleasant walk around the base of the cliffs, that was, you know, where I just stumbled across them. I literally sort of stepped across them and then doubled back and thought, yeah, that's something different.
Mr. Tyson had found rare amphibian skulls. He took a few photos of the fossils and then went back to the place where they were staying to get his wife, Penny Tyson. She started looking closer to the waterline, and right on the low tide mark, sitting in seaweed, she found a fossilised tusk.
It was sitting on top of the rock surface, so all the surrounding rock had been worn away. It's just sitting there waiting to be knocked off.
The tusk belongs to a Dicynodont. It's a creature that paleontologist Andrew Rosefeld says lived 250 million years ago.
Look, they're a strange-looking beast. They had tusks at the front of the skull, which makes you think maybe they were a carnivore, but in fact they were a plant eater. They had slightly splayed legs, so their posture was quite different to, say, some of the modern mammals you see. And they're very, very distantly related to modern mammals.
A sedimentologist from the University of Tasmania, Stuart Bull, dated the fossils. He says the remains are from the early Triassic period and predate the dinosaurs by at least 30 million years.
Now, the amphibian fossils that are well preserved actually lived in those swamps, lived and died in them. The Dicynodont fossils, on the other hand, as you can see, are quite reworked, and they've probably died somewhere away from those quiet water environments and been transported into the billabongs, and as a result there's only the robust bones like the tusk and probably a leg fragment that are retained.
Dicynodont fossils have been found on every continent, even Antarctica. But for some time, scientists wondered if the animals really lived in Australia, until two fragments of Dicynodont bone were found in Queensland in the early 80s. Then in 2003, scientists dated Dicynodont bones that were also found in Queensland and discovered that the Dicynodonts may have survived in Australia longer than anywhere else in the world. Paleontologist Andrew Rosefeld says scientists from places like China have been contacting him about the Tasmanian find.
We're looking at animals that survived the Permian-Triassic extinction. Now, most of the animal life on the planet was destroyed. It was exterminated. Yet these animals, for some reason, survived that extinction event, and we don't know why.
The fossils are being stored at the Tasmanian Museum, but they're not on display yet.
Felicity Ogilvy reporting.